Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year's 2016. God bless you all and welcome to Prophecy Night 2016 special, where I will be opening up the phone lines and giving you all briefly what's to take place in 2016. Each caller, our time will be different depending the word of God over that individual's life. Also, I want to say that tonight, unless you're on the switchboard and you want to inform me about confirmation to a prior prophecy, I will only take that and open up the phone lines. I'm just going to give you the word of the Lord. Please listen clearly, carefully. There will be no question answered tonight. If you listen to the prophecy, all questions tonight by me, I will be giving you the answer. So it's important for you to listen very carefully. I am your host, those that are joining me for the first time. My name is Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all on the switchboard. Those that are listening via internet, this is definitely a joyous time in the Lord. All calls will be answered in the order that it has been received. This is a 30-minute segment show. I will be taking all callers. I cannot guarantee every caller that there is a word from the Lord. Should I connect you live on the air and there is not a word from the Lord, I will honestly and faithfully let you know that. But it doesn't mean that God is not talking to you, but specifically now at this moment, he has not given me a word for you. So you could clearly understand. I do encourage everyone to stay live for the full 30 minutes. I will be releasing eight prophecies that I put on my website. I want to, before I open up the phone line, I want to read one of the greatest New Year's resolutions for 2016. That I have written on my website. We all have spoken about the New Year's resolution at the end of each year. Words of prediction for the new year and all the lists of the do's and don'ts. Our life history blessings and trials and tribulations. We're excited about every new year, prophesying miracles to money. All is good because God is the creator and the making. The greatest New Year's resolution will not be the one you talk about. Whatever you're expecting for this New Year's 2016, all my listeners, is going to require your yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your ways. Yes, Lord, I obey. Yes, Lord, whatever you want, I'll do. Not my way, but your way, Lord. Lord, I surrender it all. You cannot reap the harvest of blessings in this season without a seed. And I wanted to share all of that with my listeners tonight. And I want you all to really think about that tonight. As I'm opening up the phone line, if you should get knocked at the call box, if you do call back, I do have your number, phone number recorded, and I will retrieve you back in the order that you have called and received. God bless you, area code 336, and thank you for calling in tonight to Prophecy Night. 2016. God bless you.
Hello.
You there? 336?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm there. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How old are you, 336? What is your age?
I'm 28.
Okay, you're 28. Well, the word of the Lord for your life for 2016, and I want you to hear me clearly, because I will not be answering any questions. Everything you need to know about this prophecy will be spoken to you very clearly. This is the year for you to come out. Come out means to come out from hiding. This is the year to display who you really are, who God has created you to be. No matter what the obstacles in life has been for 2005, and no matter what you actually are dealing with now, this is the year for you to come out of your shell, come out from the withdrawal of hiding, come out from the area of not wanting to do certain things because you have allowed yourself to stay in hiding so long because of so many different things that you have been faced with over the period of time for your life. I can tell you, caller 336, that if you obey the word of the Lord and take this year to 2016 and come out from your own little self or your own little shell and begin the process and allowing God to show you clearly who you are, it will make a difference in what your year of 2016 will be like. And that's the word of the Lord for you, caller 336. Amen?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And God bless you for calling in. And I really want you to take heed to that word, 336. Take heed to the word of the Lord. I'm going to open up the lines to, let's see, area code 252. But before I do that, I want to, I'm going to be going back and forth sharing eight of the prophecies that the Lord had gave me and I had already written on my site. And what I'm going to do, I'm not going to read these prophecies in order. There's eight of them. And in between and taking the calls, you'll be able to listen to me give you those eight prophecies that I do feel that is important for this year. Let's look at the number eight prophetic release. The spiritual area of our lives should be the one in which we spend the most time. It should be the part of our life where Christ is in existence and those that are around us will be able to see him. The spiritual fruit that we display to the world will be the result of the type of spiritual life that we have, that we nurture, So we need to decide what type of fruit we want to grow and then plant accordingly. Now, if you want an apple tree, you can't plant a pear seed. If you want purity, you can't plant pornography. If you want a peach tree, you can't plant an apple seed. If you want kindness, you can't plant grudges. So whatever fruit for 2016, and this is a prophetic release for all of you, you want to bear, you want to plant that tree in your spirit. Maintain it, that it will be healthy. Fruitful spirit. We must have a daily encounter with God. If we're expecting what we plant will be nurtured, fresh, sweet, and clean. God bless you, caller 252. Thank you for calling in to Prophecy Night. God bless you tonight. Are you there?
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God bless you. Well, caller 252, I'm going to tell you this. Nothing has changed. Again, you are in the process in your life that God is switching and moving you around from some situations that you have been dealing with, from employment, even through relationships that you just came out of. God is still working in that area, even of the family members, I should say close associates, or maybe even family members in your life that God is working with around also. The word of the Lord, excuse me?
I said, okay. I agree.
The word,
taking it in.
The word of the Lord has already spoken with you, and the word of the Lord has already talked to you for the privacy and for the sake of you as a caller and to those that are listening. Nothing has changed in that area unless you have obeyed the word of the Lord that was given to you.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's your 2016.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You
have
a blessed day. Blessed night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. God bless you, caller 252. Thank you for calling in. Let me just say this, and I say with the spirit of love, by all means, the Holy Spirit is going to let me know what is needed for you to know. And I want to say this to you for 2016. We all have resolutions. We all have wants to change. And we all want plans. But I read to you a prayer about the greatest resolution of it all is telling God yes. See, some of you all won't see your prophecy if you don't obey the word of God. Now, this is not about me tonight. This is about what God is sharing with his people tonight in reference to these prophecies. So I don't want you to be on the line saying, okay, I'm going to get this prophecy, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. It doesn't work that way. You have to be obedient to the word of God. If you're not obedient to the word of God, God is not going to give you another word. And I'm going to tell you for 2016, not only God wants a yes, but that yes is also to your obedience. Let me just read a prophetic word, number 7, that I wrote on my page, and I'll be taking, let's see, I'll be taking caller 480, if they're still in the switchboard. Public safety and threats will continue for the year 2016 for our school system. We will continue to see and hear through televised media of schools being targeted and threatened in 3 different locations. Now, the Lord didn't give me those 3 different locations, but as I'm reading these prophetic releases, I want you all to understand and be aware of what God is saying. God bless you, every code 480, and thank you for calling into Prophecy Night.
Yeah, thank you for taking me.
Yes, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't get mad at me. I'm going to tell you something, and sometimes it does happen that way. This prophecy is actually not for you. This prophecy is going to be for your sister. What is her name?
I do not have a sister. I do not have
a
sister.
Do you have, okay, a sister is anyone that's close to you, relatively close to you, or someone you confide in, someone you love, or someone who has been close to the family. Someone who also shows those traits as a sister, as a family member sister. That's who I'm speaking about.
Okay. Probably a friend.
Okay, what is that female's name?
Oh, female's name? Anne.
Anne?
A-N-N.
Okay,
yes,
this is,
Anne.
Okay, well, I want you to give this for Anne. Okay?
Okay.
This prophecy tonight is specifically for Anne. And I do say she's your sister because the love that you have for her is as a sister. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let Anne know that I see her doing some traveling.
Okay.
I also let her know that I also see her connected to Africa, and that could be for business. And if it's not Africa for business, it's a place that she has been looking into and that she has been considering. Let her know that for 2016 is the year to go forth with that. Also, let Anne know regards to, I see, I'm going to say Anne's daughter. I see another woman, and I see a baby. Let her know that it comes a point in life that we do everything that we can do for the ones we love. And when you have a gift, as Anne has, in her hand, we can't sit and wait on it. Some things we just have to give to the Lord, and we have to move forward, believing and trusting God that he will make provisions in that area for her family members, as she will be doing a lot of traveling, not just to Africa, but Anne will be doing a lot of traveling, even to local different states. You can be very supportive with her when she does sit down and discuss these things with you. Be by her side as a sister. Continue to love her. Continue to give her guidance. And just be very supportive for her. Her hands is hot and she is ready. And tell her that this is the year for her to move forward, saith the Lord.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, God bless you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, as always, Erica 480. You know, God is so amazing, you know, how he would put someone else in front of you in order to receive the word that he wants to give. I see some of the callers are not on the switchboard. I'm just going to take it that you probably got knocked out. 646, I see you. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to read one more prophetic release and a prophecy that I gave on my site. And then I'm going to open back up the lines to every code 717 if they're there. And 646, I see you too. So just be patient. You'll be right after area code 717. I want to try to find another prophecy and read that to you, because it was pretty interesting when the Lord had gave me all of this. And I am mindful to timing, and it's not too late if you want to call in and receive your 2016 prophecy. And remember, it's not an overall prophecy. 30 minutes is not nearly enough time to hear and understand what God is saying. The bricks, this is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10. The bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with dry stones. The fig trees, some translation have sycamore trees, have been felled, but we will replace them with cedars. And that's another prophetic release that I put on my website. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go with area code 917, and then 646, I'll take you right after them. God bless you, area code 917.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Yes?
No, I was just going to say I would love to hear your prophecy for me.
I have one prophecy for you, and the Lord did not hesitate in giving me this prophecy. I don't know how important it is to you, but the Lord showed me a new vehicle, a new car, for you for 2016. I'm not sure what could have been prior to any prior vehicles or whether you have a vehicle or not, but the Lord did show me a new car for you for 2016. Let me just say this. The month of June, 2016 for this new car. In fact, the process of this vehicle is actually happening now. Okay? So the Lord gave me a new vehicle for 2016 for you, and that's the word of the Lord in regards to 2016 for you.
It's wonderful.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and God bless you. And
bless
thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling into the show. Okay. That's just the way it is. A car. I think that's a beautiful thing. That doesn't mean that God doesn't have other things that's going to take place in your life. But for whatever reason, God seemed that the vehicle was important. Okay, every code 646, I can hear you tapping your feet wherever you are. God bless you, every code 646.
God bless you, and thank you.
Were you tapping your feet over there?
Just anxious because I'm just trying to do some things at the same time. So anxious and grateful that I'm on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Thank God for your obedience. There was other callers I told to call in, and they never call in for whatever reason. And I'm also missing calls in a call box. Again, if I don't see you, I'll get you. Every call 646, you know what I wanted to tell you? And I know I wasn't to the privilege to speak about 2016 for you. There's a lot of things that you're going to be doing for 2016. And what I mean about a lot of things that you're going to do, I'm speaking in reference to, you know what I'm going to do, every call 646? I'm going to mute you and still give you the prophecy, okay?
Oh, excellent.
So there's no distractions, okay?
Excellent, yes, good.
Yes. There's a lot of job offers for you, every code 646. So many different things I see you doing for 2016. And now is the time to get your book, and begin jotting down all of the job offers that you're going to get. They have a saying, you're a jack of all trades. There are so many different things that you are able to do, and that's going to be manifest for 2016 for you. Now, I see some pets around you. I'm just going to take that you are a pet lover. But I don't know, is this something about a pet? I don't know if you lost a pet or a pet died or something happened with a pet that's surrounded around you, but I see new animals for 2016 for your life. Now, I know you must be laughing because I know you already got so much going on, but that's what God is showing me in reference to your life for 2016. So God bless you, and I pray that that was a help for you in regards to what God is going to be doing 2016. Area code 770. I will be taking you next. I just want to read a couple of things that God has given me that I put on my website. Excuse me. And I'm going to read two prophetic reliefs. The first one says, don't go to sleep on Africa. The changes of movement and governmental will be for the people of Africa. God will expose the crooks. Jesus Christ himself will make his presence known. God has uplifted the curse for Africa. And I want to read one more to you. A move of the Holy Spirit has rested upon India. Not only the people are preaching the gospel and baptized by the blood of Jesus Christ, but there is such a phenomenal power of healing and deliverance. The women in India are spiritually pregnant with the Mary's anointing. Millions will be baptized and will cause great media attention. And that's two things of the word of the Lord that has went forth. Okay, I see some of the callers back in the call box. I do see you remain there, and I will definitely get your call. I'm going to open up the phone lines to, caller 770. And I can tell you right now, the word of the Lord is going to be for your son. God bless you, 770.
Hi. I enjoy the show. My first time calling.
Yes. And your prophecy is for your son.
Oh.
I see a young... Yeah.
Okay.
What is his name? What is his name?
Balin.
Okay. How old is he?
4.
Okay. All right. Such a young man. Let me give you the word of the Lord. And that's going to be your prophecy for 2016. For whatever reason, God showed me your son. Let me tell you something. Your son is so profound and anointed by God till it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Some of the things, excuse me?
I'm shocked.
Some of the things that he knows and some of the things that he sees is going to begin to show his power in this year, 2016. I don't know. Well, I see your father, but I don't know whether it's your father or your father's father that was in ministry. And whoever that man is, that anointing fell on him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That anointing fell on him. There's something with his right ear. Now, I'm just going to tell you, when you're young like that and you're so anointed and gifted like that, and, you know, I do speak as a prophet of God, you know, they hear too. They
uh-huh.
hear too. And I'm going to try to make you understand what I'm trying to say. Have you ever sat down and watched TV and you call him to come and you're right there telling him to come, but he doesn't come as though he don't hear you? And I'm saying
yes.
to you that, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying
mm-hmm.
to you that it's not him hearing you, but it's the spirit that is speaking in his ear. I'm going to tell you something else. That they
okay.
have not told you. I see him in his daycare setting. Well, let me put it this way. I see him with other children.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a daycare setting. That could be someone in the house that's minding him. But I see him around with other children. And whoever's the provider, meaning whoever's watching those children, already sees that there's something different about your son. They can't discuss it with you because they don't understand it themselves. But I'm letting you know
okay.
that he knows. The power
wow.
that God has given him at a young age, I'm telling you, he can lay hands right now on people, and by the power of God that's in him, they would be healed.
Oh, my God. And he's in pre-K with a bunch of kids. And
wow.
you're
okay.
right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Well, listeners, this is God, and I'm glad you're confirming the word of the Lord, because people are definitely need to hear that. But that's the word of the Lord for 2016. Pray over him, guard him, and there's somebody in your family that was a pastor. I don't know if it's your father, your father's father, but I see somebody in leadership, and let them know about it and let them pray over him, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
And God bless you for calling. Okay, we have 60 seconds left. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue on the prophecies. And the last two callers is going to be 347 and 832. God bless you, area code 347.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, I didn't see you here. I wanted to receive a prophecy, but I'm going to give you the word of the Lord. And 2016 is going to be the year of obedience for you. Whatever it is that you want God to do, it's going to require your obedience. And I can promise you that if you're obedient to whatever it is that you want God to do, you begin to see your prayer being manifest right before you. And that's the word of the Lord for you for 2016.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Now, area code 832 just got disconnected out of the call box. Okay. All right. I'll see her back in the call box. God bless you, area code 832.
Amen. Good afternoon. God bless you.
God bless you. You've been bouncing all off the switchboard. Yeah, God bless you tonight. The word of the Lord for you for 2016, I had already priorly spoke to you. It's going to be about cleansing your body, detoxing your body. Starting the month of January, starting tomorrow, I want you to take in more green vegetables. Any green vegetables, double up on the portion of the vegetables, and plenty of water, because your blood and stuff and everything needs to be cleansed. And I believe I was speaking to you about that.
Amen.
Amen. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, okay, I can barely hear you. But that's the word of the Lord for 2016 for your life. I actually muted you, 832, because I could barely understand you, but I pray that you receive the word. This broadcast is over with, but I'm going to be obedient. God is telling me to take 563, area code 563. It's nobody but Jesus. How are you? Every call 563.
Hi. Hi, I was just listening.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's okay. If I see you here in the call box, I will take the call. The Lord told me to take the call. Let me just give you a short brief prophecy for you for 2016. You've been through a lot. I see a lot of pain around you. I want to be kind of limited about the pain for the sake of your privacy, but I do see you hurting, and I want to say to you that 2016 will be the year that your wounds will be healed and that you'll be able to move forward, and things that you weren't able to do, you'll be able to do for 2016.
Amen? Well, that's nice.
Yes, you need it. You definitely need it. And I want you to be encouraged for it and know that God doesn't make any mistakes. So you need to know that, okay?
Well, thanks for that.
Yes, and God bless you for calling into the show as well. Well, there it is. God has been so good. You can join me here on Block Talk Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all the new callers that called in for the first time, I welcome you back on Monday. There's always something that God wants to share with his people. For those that are listening via internet, I love you all, and thank you so kindly for calling into the show and obeying the voice of God. God bless you all.